الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In the verses of Ramadan and fasting, we find one of the most profound pieces of advice to maintain the motivation that we've gained through the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. Allah wants for you all ease. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. And He does not want for anyone difficulty. When deen becomes easy for people, that's when it's a means of progress. And when deen is difficult on people, then it's very hard to progress. Human beings, we like simplicity, we like ease, I should say. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, he mentions, وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. Verily, religion is easy. And so if we have deen become very easy for us, then it'll be easy for us to act upon it. However, that's just the end of the hadith. That's not the entire hadith. Rasulullah ﷺ told us to follow him and to be people of a middle path. وَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا. That he told us to make an effort to strive towards what he has left as an example, to remain as close to the path that he left for us as an example. And so that hadith, when we see, verily religion is easy, and we know from Quran, from the verses of Ramadan, Allah wants for us ease, how do we identify this idea of ease? Some of the most difficult things upon this earth become easy if a person has an inclination towards it. We see little children who are just, you know, a few feet tall, a few years old, 5, 6 years old. And they have this big 10-foot basket in front of them. And they're in their driveway and they're dribbling off their foot. They're taking the ball between the legs, they're shooting it up. It only goes 4 feet in the air, it comes right back down. But they've fallen so in love with this sport and with the idea and hope and aspiration that one day they too will be great superstars. Then the 80, 90 degree weather of Milwaukee in the humid summer, they're outside and they're doing all of these things. And you know, the parents are just looking at them from the window. And they realize that, look, this child's not going to become something great. But a few of them do become great. Why? Because they fall so in love with that aspiration, that desire, that they do everything necessary and they practice and practice and practice. And eventually that practice pays off and molds them into being someone that's successful. We look at a great athlete when I was younger, Michael Jordan. He was actually cut from his high school basketball team. He didn't even make the team. One of the greatest players in all of history didn't even make the team. But he had such a love, one, for the game, and two, he had such a desire to show his coach how wrong he was, that he practiced and practiced and practiced. Not only did he make the team, then he played, he was successful, he played college basketball on one of the greatest basketball teams in the country, and then he was the most dominant player of his era. Drive and desire, love for something, causes people to be able to manipulate themselves to be successful. In Ramadan, the night that Ramadan begins, we see this love that all of a sudden comes into our hearts. People all of a sudden love the masjid more than usual. Everyone loves the masjid, but more than usual. They pack the masjid. People love the Quran more than usual, and they're always holding it and reading it. And that love, that makes the religion easy. Those people who fall in love with something, that makes the religion easy. And this is why my wife is a marital therapist. So she often says when she has to counsel people who are having difficult times, they always go back to the first year or so, when things were very good. Not for everyone, for some people. And she asks them to recall memories of when things were very good, when they were first madly in love. And when they're able to recall those memories, then they're able to build off of that, why that love is strong, and that love propels them forward. Whereas if a person never had those initial stages, those initial memories, my wife tells me it's very hard to counsel them forward. Why? Because they have no love that propels them. So if we want to maintain what we gain from the month of Ramadan, it's not merely about acts. It's about feeling. It's about love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ Those who believe, as for them, they are very severe, they're very extreme, they're very intense. That's a good word. Intense in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we're wondering, why am I not maintaining what I was able to do in Ramadan, just take a step back and identify what were those things that caused us to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. Fall in love with His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this month. Fall in love with the teachings of the deen in this month. And identify a couple of them and bind yourselves. Bind myself. We should bind ourselves to them. When we bind ourselves to those couple of things, then we should become habitual, like I spoke about yesterday with Ihsan. We should become habitual in those few things. Then when a person becomes habitual in a few things, and the love grows from there, then everything else becomes easy. Whereas, if a person didn't have that love in the first place, then it's almost like hard labor. They don't want to do it, they're forced to do it, they don't want to do it, they're forced to do it, and eventually they just give up hope. So one of the issues that people have in Ramadan ends is they lose the feeling, they lose that love that they had for the deen, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it really pulls them back. So what should we do? We should surround ourselves with people who love the deen. We should put ourselves in an environment where people are gathered who love the deen. We should listen and spend time with those individuals. Even go on YouTube, listen to a few of these talks of people who love the deen. We'll see that begin to flourish in our lives. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make us amongst those who are able to find the experience of deen very easy. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us amongst those individuals who have true love, such that it makes even the hardest things very easy upon us. Wa akhru da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.